Okay, I want to welcome everyone to the beginning of our afternoon session. We are going to enter the world of technology once again with Jane Degenshine. Take it away, Jane.
All right, thank you, Judy. Day three, can you believe it? And we're about halfway through. So this is like the midpoint. This is Kansas for that Kansas woman that came and joined us. Hello, Kansas. Anyway, I'm hoping that all of you are enjoying everything. There's been a lot of talk and a lot of communications and a lot of sharing and information, and it's been wonderful. Today, we're fortunate to have from my state, but all of your states have this, your local library services. We have a special way to remember the title. I think Curtis is going to love this because it's an acronym. It's NJSLTBBC, which stands for, but doesn't that roll right off your tongue now? Come on, NJSLTBBC. We used to call it the Trenton State Library or Library for the Blind. That's what I used to say. But anyway, it stands for New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center. And the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey is a wonderful component and helps the library, and the library helps us by coming to our conventions and sharing with us all the knowledge that they have. And we are fortunate enough to have some of those people with us today. let's see, first we have Adam Sapaniak. That's another name that rolls right off your tongue. Don't try and spell it. There's hardly any vowels in that name, Sapaniak. But anyhow, I'm going to introduce him and he'll introduce the others that are going to be sharing with him. And you're going to learn all about the library services, including NLS Bard, Newsline, the new e-reader, all of those things and updates. Adam, you have the floor, honey. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. And good afternoon, everyone. I'm joined in today's presentation by Elizabeth Kelly of our staff, Christian Real, who was scheduled to be part of our presentation this afternoon, is unable to attend. Liz and I do hope, though, over the next hour to tell you about our services. Some may be new to you, and while others you may know about, there are some new features and advances that we want to share with you. So let's begin. As Jane mentioned, our library's success is measured by the excellent cooperation between the New Jersey chapter of the Federation, the state's Commission for the Blind, the state library, and public libraries across the state. The program that we can start with is Libraries Program with the Commission for the Blind. Chris manages this program, and while he could not make it today, he shared his notes with me, and we'd like to begin with a program that I hope many of you are familiar with. It's a National Federation of the Blind Newsline. Now, Newsline is a free news service. It's accessible 24 hours a day. It includes popular newspapers from each state, major national papers, the Wall Street Journal, international papers, breaking news, and magazines. Here in New Jersey, we have the Asbury Park Press, the Bergen Record, the Burlington County Times, the Courier Post, and the New York Star Ledger. Newsline also contains newsletters and announcements from blind organizations such as the Federation, the State's Commission for the Blind, CBC, and the New Jersey Council for the Blind. Local weather and TV is also available to subscribers, as are job listings and retail ads. Accessibility is from the phone, from apps from the iPad store, Amazon Alexa, websites, email, the digital talking book players that we provide, and MP3 players. To register, you can either go to our site or in other states, the library that's in part of the Library of Congress program, or you can go to NFP itself and register for the program. Once the application's approved, subscribers will receive a welcome letter, their login ID, a security code, local dial-up numbers for their phone access. You only have to put the phone number and ID code in once. The system will recognize you the next time you call in. With the phone, the keypad is used to navigate. Many of you made phone calls to companies where you press one. That's what this is for the, to navigate through the menu itself. For the app with the iPhone and the iPad, content can be enabled with VoiceOver. You can simply say search NFB Newsline in the App Store. You'll get the app, you download it, and you're good to go. I think what's new, it's been around for a little while, but it's working itself through, is the ability to use Echo devices and the Alexa app. The list of commands is available on the NFB website, and we can email you those commands from our library. Just contact Chris when you call in, and Chris will get them to you. The website will display basic text for use with the screen readers like JAWS. You can manage your favorites across all ways of using Newsline. Downloaded content can be played on the computer or transferred to a player. Now, the Newsline, when you download, does use the MP3 format. It requires that you download a NFB Newsline Pop-Up News application. Once it's there, you can download it to an MP3 player. You can transfer it from a thumb drive to the Talking Book player. You can play it directly on your computer. You can always use the Victor Stream. And as I mentioned, with the DAISY format, you can use the player that we provide for patrons in our program. Email, selected favorites can actually be directly emailed to a subscriber's inbox. You've got to sign up through the national headquarters of NFB, but it is possible. Now, another program that I know you were discussing before we came on was about the technology loan program. What we do is we work very closely with the Commission for the Blind, and we work with the equipment that is given by the counselors for training, for both their vocational rehab and independent living. For vocational rehab clients, they can borrow laptops and CCTVs, which are closed circuit televisions. Or if it's a independent living, they can borrow the CCTVs. The state administers this at no cost to the clients. Vocational rehab, as listening in to the discussion before we came on, is including maintaining attending school, learning new skills, or maintaining employability. Laptops that we provide for the training include assistive technology such as JAWS, Zoom Text, and Kurzweiler 1000. One-on-one training using these assistive devices is provided by the Commission for the Blind. While during the pandemic, the training was done by Zoom, the commission staff is actually opening up more and more to do one-on-one visits in person. Now, vocational rehabilitation, those loans are for 6 months. There's a possibility of extension. As I mentioned, the lessons were provided by the staff at the Commission for the Blind. What we do is we deliver the equipment, we maintain it, and when it's time to pick it up, we just come by and we do that. So it's a nice program that we do. Everything is done through us as far as the equipment. For independent living, that closed circuit TV is made, as was mentioned, for people who are losing their sight or at least have some sight, you can magnify the labels on prescriptions. You can look at pictures, you can write notes. I think what's most interesting about the CCTVs that are provided by the commission is the ability to, besides the magnification, to actually change the colors so that I'm looking at a site right now where the background is black, Jane's name is in white. That can be reversed. People with certain vision loss can actually see it better if that is reversed. You can change colors, that if Jane's name was in purple, and the background was in yellow, that may be better for some. So there are multiple things to use. And again, we'll deliver these, set them up for clients of the commission so that they can go about and see whether it's something that can be useful for them. Now, that's pretty much the entire program with our commission. Christian Real is our contact. And if there are questions, Chris's extension when you call the library is 821. But again, these are all programs, as Jane mentioned, that are in every state. And what we want to do next is we want to talk about our book collection. And I'm going to speak about the composition of the collection, how we can mail books to you. Liz is going to go over how you can skip the mailman and get the books delivered, get the books by yourself. Like Newsline, everything in the library is provided free of charge to patrons. Congress even subsidizes the post office so that you never have to pay to return material to us. If a card isn't with the book, the player, whatever, you just wrap it up in the upper right-hand corner. You put free matter for the blind and you drop it into the mailbox. That's all you need to do. Now about our collection. All the magazines and the books are available from a database maintained by the Library of Congress called BARD, which stands for Braille and Audio Reading Downloads. For years, the Library of Congress's National Library Service for the Blind has recorded books themselves. It's about 2,000 books a year that they had done. Other states like Oklahoma, Texas, and Washington, they recorded books of local interest and have added those to the program. And the reason this can be done is because there was an amendment to the United States copyright law in the mid-90s that allowed the Library of Congress's National Library Service to record any U.S. copywritten book with or without the author's permission. So if they saw a book they wanted, they could record it and add it to the program because of the special audience that was served. Several years ago, commercial publishers agreed to share their audiobook collection with the Library of Congress. And sometimes if you're listening to a book and you hear that commercial audio, that would mean that the copy you're listening to is free to you, while others who are not in the program would have to go to sites like Amazon and pay for it. And the other thing I want to mention is that, you may all know about that, but something new is that the English language books, which are well over 100,000 titles in BARD, the international books, international law prevented us from adding foreign language titles to the program. And that changed a few years ago when a treaty on international copyright was adopted in 2013. The United States Senate, I know you were talking about your representatives, finally got around to ratifying that treaty in 2019. And basically, since it's been signed by the United States and 105 other countries, it's allowed for a one-on-one exchange of books from the Library of Congress to another country. The service itself now has 38 languages. It goes from Arabic to Yiddish alphabetically. And many of the programs, and it's done not by country, it's done by the language itself, so that of the 100,000 audiobooks, you'll find books from Canada because they speak English. If you go to France and French, you'll find books that come from both France and come from both Canada since they record both. But again, they're all available. It's going to grow since it's only been around for a couple of years. But again, for those people, we actually, I want to step aside and we asked public libraries several years ago about the number of people who, besides English, had a good knowledge of a second language. And it was very surprising with the list of languages that people speak in New Jersey besides English. And again, this would help them to, again, listen to something that they want that's not in English anymore. So it's one of the things that it is. So with that said, how do we get you the books? Well, as Jane mentioned, this program is through the Library of Congress. Every state participates in one form or another. And what we're able to do is all the books are accessible in that BARD database. We have a special piece of equipment. It allows us to download the books. And what we can do is this. It used to be that you ordered 15 books, you'd get 15 cartridges in the mail, and you'd kind of stack them up and read them. No longer. What we're able to do is customize whatever you want. So if you call up and you want a series, Sue Grafton, she does A as Alibi and she's on to her second set of alphabet letters. You can read all those one after the other. We can put one book on a cartridge. We can put five books on a cartridge. We can put 10 books on a cartridge. So we can do this. And again, because it's now digitized on the special equipment that we have, you can take and basically get anything you want. There's no waiting. New book comes out, you got it the next day. The only wait has to do with the Postal Service because they have to take it from our place to your home. Really, it's just simply anything you're interested in, just call us. Now, about eliminating the Postal Service. Well, like Newsline, there's a number of ways and devices that you can, or someone else you know, can get through you immediately. And to tell you more about this, here is Liz Kelly. Liz?
Thank you, Adam. Hello, everybody. My name is Liz Kelly, and I'm a Reader Services Advisor at the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, or as we all just learned, the NJSL TBBC. If anyone ever needs assistance with book orders or using BARD, please feel free to reach out to me by phone or email. My email address is lkelly, Kelly spelled K-E-L-L-Y, at njstatelib.org. And my phone number is 800-792-8322, extension 805. If anyone would like to be emailed a copy of what is discussed today or would like any additional information, please feel free to reach out to me. But right now, I'd like to take a few minutes to talk a little bit more about the BARD program. As Adam mentioned, BARD is an acronym that stands for Braille and Audio Reading Download. The BARD program allows our patrons to download our library books and magazines directly from the internet. In this way, it gives patrons 24/7 access to our collection because you do not need to wait to get in touch with someone from the library or wait for your books to be delivered to your home through the mail. The BARD website is where users first go to register for BARD. This is a required step and is not automatically done when patrons first apply for our library services. I frequently assist patrons applying for BARD, and I can even fill out the application itself if anyone finds it easier to give me a call and do it together over the phone. If you're interested in applying for the BARD program, I'm happy to help, and I'm available at my office phone number. The application for BARD can be found at the BARD website, nls.loc.gov. At the top of the page is a link entitled BARD Application Instructions. Once you click that, you'll be brought to a second page with links to two different types of applications, individual and institution. Individual patrons who are looking to set up an account for personal use should select Link to BARD Application for Individuals. Once your application has been approved by TBBC staff, you'll be able to log into BARD using your email address and a password of your own creation. The BARD website is where patrons go to download BARD books from their computer onto a flash drive. And then the flash drive is actually then inserted into one of our talking book machines that we provide for our patrons for a long-term loan. The flash drive is inserted into a slot in the side of the player. And when it is inserted, it's begin to play back just like any one of our library book cartridges would. JAWS software can be used to help navigate the BARD website, helping you search and download the titles. One question that we do get a lot is, can there be multiple books on a single flash drive? And the answer to that question is yes. The only limit to how many titles can be stored on a flash drive is the memory limit on the flash drive itself. But just keep in mind that book sizes, you know, they vary. So depending on the length of the book, there's no one accurate measurement for how much memory that book will take up on the flash drive. Book and magazine files downloaded from BARD must be unzipped from a compressed or zipped format before they can be played on the book player. The BARD website compresses the files, which make up the readable book, to minimize the necessary memory space that you will need. But in order to make the files playable on our flash drive, we need to do what is known as extracting or unzipping them. Because this process has a bit of a learning curve, some of our patrons have relatives or friends assist them with their book downloads, and that is totally fine if that's easier for you. If anyone needs assistance downloading books from the website or formatting them for playback, please feel free to reach out to me or one of the other Reader Services advisors. We will gladly help walk you through the steps. One thing to note, though, is NLS deactivates BARD accounts that have no activity for 6 months or more. So to prevent this, I would recommend logging in every so often. But if your account is deactivated, don't worry. We can always quickly reactivate it for you. Just reach out to a TBBC staff member. Besides the regular book collection, NLS also has a music collection that can be accessed through BARD. This collection has works such as music scores, sheet music, instrument learning instruction titles for low vision individuals, and some music appreciation titles. NLS also has a collection of magazines, like Adam mentioned. Through the BARD website, you can access all recent issues and back issues for each magazine in our collection. Some examples of the magazines we offer through BARD are National Geographic, Good Housekeeping, and People Magazine in both English and Spanish. In addition to the BARD website, patrons with smartphones or tablets can also choose to use the BARD mobile app. The app is available for all major mobile devices, including iPhone, iPad, Android, and Kindle Fire. But keep in mind that some older devices, such as iPods or any iPhone model older than the 4S, can no longer support BARD due to outdated operating systems. BARD Mobile is downloaded just like any other app from the app marketplace. Upon opening the app, TBBC patrons log into it using their username, which is your email address, and password. Once you're logged in, you can download and listen to our entire collection of audiobooks and magazines right from that device. BARD Mobile does not require you to format the downloads like they do from the website. So once you download on BARD Mobile, you just simply find the book or magazine that you would like, click download. Once it's downloaded, the books are ready to be listened to right on your device. And books that are downloaded from BARD never need to be returned. You can keep the downloaded files on your flash drive or on your smartphone or tablet device indefinitely. I also want to quickly mention BARD Express. BARD Express is a downloadable software that streamlines some of the downloading process for you. And as I've mentioned, the downloading books from the website does have a bit of a learning curve. So BARD Express automates some of those parts to make it easier for you. However, BARD Express is only available for Windows computers. Because of this, people who are using Macs or other devices must use the website, which can be accessed from any internet browser. BARD Express not only automatically extracts and copies the files over the flash drive for us, it automatically creates a new folder for each book on the flash drive and appropriately names that folder. This is an obvious benefit over the website, which requires users to manually do these steps each time. And this can save users a lot of time, especially when you're downloading more than one book at once. Another exciting development at the TBBC is the e-reader pilot program. We were lucky enough to be selected as one of five libraries invited to participate in the program when we provide patrons with an e-reader unit to gather feedback on its use for NLS. Participants in the pilot will fill out three surveys over the course of 6 months that NLS will use to inform decisions on the future implementation of these machines. So right now, only the five libraries that are participating are offering these units to their patrons, but NLS does hope eventually to roll these out for all Braille users. The Braille e-reader has a 20-cell Braille display and an 8-key Perkins-style keyboard. The TBBC is currently contacting our library patrons who are active Braille readers to invite them to participate in the pilot. So if you would like more information or would like to participate in the project, please give us a call. One exciting feature of the e-reader is that it allows users to download a Braille book directly from BARD. For those who do not have internet connectivity or who do not want to download for themselves, we now also have the ability to send a Braille book on cartridge that would be uploaded to the e-reader unit. However, the e-reader does not come equipped with any voice commands. So we ask that only experienced Braille users participate in the pilot. Tutorials on the use and navigation of the e-reader can be found on the NLS website. Now I'm gonna pass it back over to Adam, who will tell you a little bit more about our services.
Thank you, Liz. I wanna add that the electronic reader that we're currently piloting for the Library of Congress is actually a hybrid from HumanWare. This is one of the first products where they went to an off-the-shelf item, adjusted it for the program, and they're looking towards doing that with the new machines also. We don't have any more knowledge on the machine. I was hoping to have something from them today, but it didn't arrive in time. But again, that eBraille pilot, the reader, it fits into the palm of your hands. And for all of you who have read Braille, you know that one title could be multiple volumes. And this is one way that they're addressing the issue of affordability and accessibility to the Braille literature. Also, Liz reminded me that NLS is making some advancements, and at some point in time, I know you had to go through a lot of steps to download. It's kind of Macarena time, so to speak. But they hope at one point to be able to have one step in. You'll have registered for the program, you'll have IDs, passwords. You won't need a lot of what's going through now. So this is sort of a growing period for them, but they hope to be able to do this. And the other thing I want to mention is like Newsline, they have been talking to Amazon about the capabilities of using Alexa to go ahead and download books. But again, they're behind Newsline in this, but they're looking forward to it. So thank you, Liz. And finally, I want to mention one thing before we open up for questions. And that's a collaborative effort with the Commission for the Blind, the State Library, and 10 libraries across the state. The program's called LEAP, Library Equal Access. It is funded by the commission, and the 10 libraries have computers with accessible software and iPads available to be used by anyone who wants to go to these libraries. You can simply go to one of the libraries like Cherry Hill, and they'll have a computer for you to be able to use. Prior to pandemic, the commission had taught classes for both computer use and also how to use the accessibility features on the Apple iPad for people. The pandemic halted this training, but next month, the commission's going to start the iPad training at 4 public libraries. They are the Toms River Public Library, the Hackensack Public Library, the East Brunswick Public Library, and the Cherry Hill Public Library. These classes will be held weekly and will last anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks. They're about an hour long. There is a waiting list, but there is still some room. So if you are interested, please call the library, dial Stephen Felley's extension, which is 812, and Stephen can put your name on a list either for this or for some future libraries that we'll be working with next year. So I want to thank you on behalf of Liz and myself for your time and open it up for any questions, Janie.
Thank you very much. I was wondering, can you tell us the 5 states that got the e-reader? Do you know them by any chance, Adam?
I do. They are Kentucky, they are Iowa, and they are Utah. Mm-hmm. And Maryland came in. And since that time, they've also had something with Alabama.
Okay, great. So if you're in any of those states, you can reach out to your state library. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, no, I have a few things. One of them is that I hope you guys know that the reason the United States signed the Marrakesh Treaty and the reason the copyright laws have been liberalized is because of the National Federation of the Blind. We were behind all of that. And I'm telling that to you because not everybody on this call is familiar with it, what the NFB, the difference it's made in our lives. So I want people to know that. And also, Utah is a multi-state library. So there are a lot more states that are covered besides, like Minnesota can also get e-readers through the Utah library.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to our regional library and get it. And there probably are other states that Utah covers too. I think Colorado does. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. But then also, a lot of the services, if you live in a state and you're thinking, well, but I'm not from New Jersey. So it's true, you can't call New Jersey for services. But many of the services that they described are available. You just have to find the Library for the Blind in your state. And we might be able to help you if you're having trouble. That's it.
Very good. Very good. You stole the words right out of my mouth. Did you read my document anyway?
I did. I said, I'm going to say it first.
Oh, that's okay. Anyway, we like to share news about the National Federation of the Blind. We're involved in a lot of things that help make us live our lives more independently. And by having a great state library that's willing to work with you and share information is a wonderful thing. So I thank Adam and Elizabeth, and we will open it up for questions or comments. And let's see if we have any hands raised. That would be great.
Let's see. I see 8221 has a hand raised.
8221 is Jennifer Uchinow. Jennifer, you have the floor when you can unmute yourself.
Yeah, star six.
Thank you, Stuart. Hold on. There you are.
Yes, hi. I'm Jennifer from New Jersey, and I just wanted to comment that in the previous segment, Janie was speaking about New Jersey, and I live in New Jersey, and I was very fortunate several years ago when President Ruffalo sent out an email that someone was looking to donate a CCTV. I was the fortunate recipient. I have to be honest, immediately did not use it. Now I could not live without it. So if your states could do that, it is just incredible. So I wanted to share that with you.
Very good. And that's actually similar to the one that Adam was talking about. Adam's is a library loan service. And the one that we do in the NFBNJ, New Jersey, is an adaptive program. We do it ourselves from people that call us, and we try and get them moved from one house to another. And that's one of the ones that you got. But it doesn't matter how you got it, because the library is trying to get help for people, and NFBNJ is trying to get help for people, just like all your National Federation of the Blinds of your states are trying to help you get better services and help you move further. Is there another hand raised?
Right now, we're not seeing any hands raised. Well, I'm sorry. No, yes. Okay.
Jeffrey Gooley.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you to unmute. I just saw it there. Thank you.
That's okay.
This.
Wonderful. Don't be afraid to ask or talk or comment. Tell me, do you know what you can tell
he's
me? How
on.
Valuable
go ahead, the go ahead, Mr. Dewey.
Go ahead.
This is Jeff, and I live in Colorado. I wanted to know what they're going to do with the players to make them wireless.
The current player isn't wireless. It does have a battery, so that it doesn't need to be plugged in all the time. But I know that we were part of a project, as was Pittsburgh, on wireless accessibility. And NLS is trying to incorporate that into the new player. So I think as the device itself is changing, as technology is changing, and every time there's a improvement, NLS is trying to put that into the new player itself.
Would that include headphones?
At the moment, no. But again, in the future, I would think yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Welcome. Next we have Alice's iPhone. Alice,
wonderful.
Go ahead. You're unmuted. You're already unmuted, Alice. Go ahead.
Go ahead, honey. Hello.
Hello.
Alice.
Oops, she muted herself. Alice, go ahead and hit, whatever. Let me see. I'll ask you to unmute again. Go ahead. You're unmuted, Alice.
You can just talk, honey.
Well.
Keep Linda DeBardinas has her hand raised. We can make her speak, perhaps. And then if Alice can get herself organized from there, we can go for Alice after that.
Go ahead, Linda.
Okay, yes, hi, this is Alice. Hi.
Go ahead, Alice.
Go ahead, Alice.
Thank you so much. Okay, sure. So I just received my first cartridge from my library here in the state of Maryland. And
good.
I was told that each cartridge would contain 15 books. Mm-hmm. And when I got my cartridge, there was only two things listed: the instructions on how to read, use the reader, and one of the books that I ordered. And I followed the instructions to pull up the menu for the table of contents to find out what other titles had been included, mm-hmm. and it was only those two things.
You might need that. Did you try the bookshelf feature?
That's what I did. I hit the menu button for the bookshelf, for table of contents, or bookshelf. And
well, you hold the big square button down in the front till it beeps, and it says bookshelf.
I did that, and it only listed the two things that I just informed you about. The instructions on how to use the reader and mm-hmm. one of the books that I ordered. That was it.
Alice, when it said the one book, did you press the forward button?
Yeah, the right button to get the next one.
The right button on the let's see.
On the bottom. As you're holding
it. No, not on the bottom. Not on the bottom.
Yes, it's on the bottom. You hit the bookshelf. Hold on. You hit the bookshelf button, which is the big square button. Hold it down. It says bookshelf. Then you press the right arrow, which is next to it on the right. And that brings you to the next book, book two. Hit it again, book three. Hit it again, book four. And then you select it by hitting the big square button in the middle.
Okay, so when I pulled up the bookshelf, it said it only had two titles.
Well, but
so I didn't think.
Hi, Alice. This is Liz Kelly from the TVBC.
There you go.
When you use the bookshelf function, it'll say bookshelf. Immediately after that, it will say one book or two books. It will tell you the number of books that are on that cartridge. So if you heard that it only said one book or two books, that means that there are only two books on that cartridge. Yeah, our library, I don't know if Colorado does this, but our library also prints a list of the books that are on the cartridge on the back of the mailing card that come with the cartridge. So that might be a place to check. But also, if you've only requested one or two titles and your account is set to request only, they're not going to pick other books for you. So if you've only requested one or two, that might be why they just sent you one or two titles.
No, I requested the maximum. Because I read about three books a week.
Well, Alice, this is Curtis Chong from Colorado. And I would say that problem is, if you'll just call the Talking Book Library in Denver, I'm sure they may have made a mistake. That's okay.
Alice is from Maryland.
Are you from Maryland, Alice?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you can do the same thing. Just call your library and tell them you have a problem. And they have some very good people there in Maryland, and they can walk you through it or recognize that there's an error and send you another cartridge.
Right. Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Very good. Sure. Okay, next.
Well, Linda D. DeMarc, she is, I've asked her to mute several times. So if it's on a computer, Alt-A, if it's on an iPhone, go down to the lower right-hand corner, open up the More button. Whatever your device is, it does not look like a regular telephone.
I think she came on. Did she come in on a 65559? Was that Linda? I don't know what she came on.
Linda, you can do star six on an iPhone too.
On an iPhone, yeah.
She's coming in on a computer, and it looks like So I don't know what the deal is with her. But.
Try all day.
But also, we have now another person. 59. I'm sorry. 9206. I'm going to ask you to unmute. Hit star six on your phone, please. Go ahead. You're unmuted.
Okay, I have a quick question. On Newsline, so there are publications, catalogs. The Talking Library, they have a catalog also. And I have been told you could go on Newsline and request books and look at the catalog that way, but I've never been able to find it. Is that catalog on Newsline?
Yeah. That I don't know. I will ask Chris about that and get back to Jane, and she can get back to you with an answer. I don't have one. I didn't think that it was available, but I don't know. I will check.
Okay. You're talking about the catalog from the Bard on Newsline?
The catalog from the Maryland Library.
Oh, I don't. Well, Again, you might want to check with your local library in Maryland and find out what's on your news line, because some news lines are different. We have different channels in New Jersey. We have a New Jersey channel. You might have a Maryland channel that may have it in there.
Okay.
So, yeah, check with that.
The other thing you could do is call somebody from the Maryland affiliate that maybe knows about Newsline and what it has, or you can call Newsline itself. Probably there's a, you know, you can call through our national center and they might know what's on the Maryland channel as well.
Okay, thank you.
I want to jump in and the National Library Service every 2 months puts out a publication called Talking Book Topics. But to the best of my knowledge, they only send out a printed version of that. But it's possible that Maryland might have been able to upload, you know, a 2 month listing of books. But again, we don't, New Jersey, upload that. And I didn't even know that it was possible, but I'll look into it.
Very good. Thank you. Is there another hand raised?
Hello? This is Georgia.
Yes.
Griffin.
Yes, Georgia.
Yes,
go ahead.
Under Newsline, there is the Talking Book Topics that's available to all Newsline subscribers. It's on under all publications. I can't remember where else you would find it, but I know it's under all publications. Also, the Braille Book Review is on there as well.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any other questions or comments?
Yeah,
raise hand 2525. Can we get 2525?
This is Glenn Crosby, and the Talking Book Topics is in the magazine section on Newsline.
Thank you. Okay, so we have people listening to it. That's good. 2525.
And that was Glenn. Glenn was 2525.
Okay, very good.
But Marion, if you want to say something, you need to announce yourself and then they'll recognize you.
Hello, this is Marion.
I'm sorry, Marion, go ahead. I didn't realize you were speaking. Go ahead.
Marion, your turn. Oh, I think you muted yourself again, maybe.
How about that?
There you go.
Yeah, you can. Okay, we got it. I am interested in professional books. Mm-hmm. Is there anywhere that I can get, for example, professional books for medical professionals, paramedical professionals, etc., that are talking?
Okay. Company called Benetech out in California has a product called Bookshare. And Bookshare is aimed at the educational market. The program is underwritten by the Department of Education, and Benetech is now in probably their third five-year contract. What Benetech does, they will take academic textbooks, they will scan them into the system, and then you would have access to that. The availability is not only audio or Braille, but also large print. But because of the contract or the award of the contract by the Department of Education, it's only free to people who are attending classes. But if you are attending classes, you can go to your local library like TVBC, and they can help you verify your eligibility for the program. Now, if you've finished your college or you're interested in this and you're not going to the classes, they do charge an annual fee. And I believe it's $50 a year for all the access to their system. And they do have a lot of books. But again, for the educational material, the textbooks, I think what's really good is we worked with them on a couple things. And I can tell you that members of our friends group were attending classes. And in years past, you might need the 10th edition, but other programs that were part of this would only have, say, the fourth edition of the textbook. literally they will go out, buy the textbook, scan it, and put it in for you within a couple weeks. We also sent that e-braille reader to them. And with the exception of direct downloads, that electronic braille reader can handle anything from Bookshare. So it's a nice product, and it's very compatible with the Library of Congress's program.
So my contact would be going straight to the Library of Congress, or going to Talking Books, and then they could guide me accordingly.
Yeah.
Marianne, you want to go to bookshare.org? That's their website.
Okay fine.
But we've got active users in Minnesota who use Bookshare. They can help you. You have to buy a membership, I believe, is what.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a raised hand that's 5559, and that's Linda DeBardina. So she must have gotten off of her computer and diligently went to her phone and wants to call in. So I'd like to
make sure she's unmuted.
Very good.
I did.
Hi, honey. I recognize.
Hi. I don't know what was wrong. I just couldn't seem to
unmute. That's okay. You're here now, honey. No problem. What would you like?
I would like Liz to repeat her email address, please.
Absolutely. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It's L for Liz, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at NJ for New Jersey, State, S-T-A-T-E, and then L-I-B, like the first three letters in library.org. So I'm going to say it all together again. It's L Kelly at njstatelib.org.
Thank you very much. Anybody else with a raised hand?
Georgia Kitchen?
Yes, Georgia, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to mention another possible place where you might be able to get books in the medical field would be Learning Ally. It used to be called Recordings for the Blind. I believe I'm saying it right. We call it Learning Ally. It's an app on your iPhone. And just for those of you who, about Bookshare, if you are a student at Hadley Institute for the Blind and you're an active student, the yearly membership is free.
That's wonderful to know, because guess what? Hadley's going to be on for the last class on Friday with Glenn Crosby right after my tech seminar. And that's coming up. Cool. And they're going to be talking about all their courses. So that'll be great. Maybe you'll sign up for a Hadley course and get this for free. That bonus there. Thank you,
Georgia. There's a lot to know about Hadley. There's always a lot to know about Hadley. They always have so many good things going on. I'm sure I'll learn something. Thank you.
Absolutely. Oh, sir, thank you. And at 2 o'clock, we were discussing, and even at 1 o'clock, we were discussing the Bible Courier. And I just wanted to comment that I don't have that, by the way, but I've downloaded the Holy Bible for at least 20 people and sent it out on cartridges. There's about 7 versions and it's on board. So look it up. It costs you nothing. And you can listen to it on your player or on your iPhone, and you can change the speed or the volume or whatever you want to do. And there you go. I just wanted to share that piece of information. So, anybody else?
Curtis Chong.
Yes.
I am sympathetic to Marianne's desire to get professional books, and I cannot highly endorse enough the Bookshare and Learning Ally. There are definite differences between the two organizations in terms of the Bookshare products are not human speech recorded. What you get are the books in various readable formats that are, if you want them vocalized, you're going to have to get an app or some other device in order to convert the text into spoken words. Learning Ally, on the other hand, they started out from an organization used to be called Recording for the Blind, later Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic, and their primary way to get books converted for use by blind and dyslexic and other people was human recorded books. Many college students back in the old days benefited tremendously from having, you know, very high-end books recorded by some pretty competent volunteers, although there's a back-and-forth debate about how good they were. And so a lot of the core materials that Learning Ally has now is going to be based on human recorded books And I think they're trying to branch out into other formats. You just their website, if you want to just do the research on your own, is learningally.org. So you got bookshare.org, you got learningally.org. And may I also say that I think even in NFB Newsline, you know, you think, oh, newspapers and stuff like that. But NFB Newsline, it's got a growing list of publications, some of which are very professional. Take a look at the master list or call and find out if there's any one of those publications that will that will help you. Because I will say that as a former professional, the thing that about NLS and local regional libraries, it's a great source of books for you know, light reading and some heavy reading, but not real deep textbook type stuff. Mm-hmm. Just to be fair.
I'm sorry, I got a phone call in the middle of you telling me the website to go to for learning.
That would be Learning Ally. Jaws pronounces it Ally. It's learningally.org.
Thank you.
Very good. I think there's another raised hand.
Hi, Georgia Kitchen.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to make a comment. If anybody hasn't tried NFB Newsline, they really need to give it a try. It's absolutely wonderful. I've been on it for over 20 years. And I live in Flint, Michigan, but I read the new parts of the New York Times every day. And there's many, many things that you don't find in a normal paper. They have a science section. There's just so many things on the arts. It's amazing.
Very good. The book review as well. Paper. Very good. Very good. I do the same thing. And most of the states with National Federation of the Blind has a Newsline coordinator. I happen to be the Newsline coordinator for New Jersey for the past 20 years. And, you know, I can sign people up for Newsline and for the digital book player. We have a nice relationship and it makes it streamlined very quickly. But yes, Newsline is wonderful. I have a daughter who lives in San Diego, and I remember she was wondering this is back before COVID, if Yo-Yo Ma was ever going to get out there. So I got up at 5 a.m., which is 2 a.m. in California, and I read the New York Times, and it said, coming this week in San Diego at the La Jolla Theater is Yo-Yo Ma. And guess what? I sent her a text, and there she is. She got the ticket. So it's wonderful. And you can be up on other things and other places, not just your own little local place, but other places too. There's also job searches for your kids. If they need a job, you can look through the job listings. It's really wonderful. Target ads and all kinds of things at Christmas time. So yes, find someone that can help you with Newsline if you don't have it, or you can call me or email me and I'll be happy to help you. It's just a wonderful, wonderful service that's, you know, gotten to you by National Federation of the Blind. And sometimes your commissions also participate. Ours is funded fully by the Commission for the Blind in New Jersey. And so we thank them for that. Anybody else with a comment or a question?
I'd like to say one thing, if I can, sure. Janie.
Sure.
Okay. The relationship that we have with the NJ chapter is just fantastic. And I want just one example is when we were awarded the opportunity to be a pilot for electronic braille, we kind of met at the library and said, what do we do now? And what we did was, it was just about the time of the annual meeting of the Federation.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to Joe and at the conference asking for help from the Federation, and I got it. I got people who volunteered to give me a heads up on what it could do, what it couldn't do. They went back to the Library of Congress and told them points that they needed to make, things that go. And again, we couldn't have done our program for the electronic Braille without the Federation chapter. So I just want to let that know that we really, really appreciated what the Federation did for us.
Thank you. And this is being recorded, so that's real good. I appreciate that, Adam.
So I have a question for the library, though, that you might help. I get lots of calls from e-reader users around the country who cannot fathom the vast amount of Braille material. Thank you, by the way, for, you know, the NLS for doing that. And so I went online to look for an online manual for the e-reader, the one made by Humanware. And I swear to God, I could not find one. All I found was a bunch of how-to YouTube presentations, which are very well done, but which for some nerd like myself I just wanted the blow-by-blow in electronic format. Are you aware that you can get that?
I thought there was one, Curtis. I'm going to look into it and get back to you because I thought that they distributed. Liz, correct me if I'm wrong. I know that when we send the e-reader out, there is a Braille. It's not very big, but it's probably about 10 pages of instructions. But I thought there was an online version. So
I want the blow-by-blow, you know, that people who really understand would get.
This is Judy. There's a Braille version that came with mine. It's actually, I don't know, 57 or 60 Braille pages.
Yeah, that's the one I want, but I don't want it on paper.
Well, silly. How can you look? The problem is...
Well, I'm not eligible to get it. The problem is I get questions that, frankly, the local library is not able to answer. Now, this is not a reflection on New Jersey, right?
No.
I'm just trying to communicate this message to NLS, which I already have.
But doesn't Colorado... do you get your Braille books from Utah?
No. We do our own, and we are not part of the e-reader program, despite our best efforts to try to get in.
I thought you did get Utah. Well, okay.
But I have to work with somebody from... Yeah, I'd be glad to take one, but I'm helping somebody in New Mexico.
How about that, Curtis? If we find a Braille copy, can we mail it to Curtis?
No, I want... I'm asking for an electronic copy because I don't see any reason to waste the money from the library, right?
You know what? I'll make sure you get it. I have three people in my tech division that have the e-reader, and if they have it, they can scan it and send it to you.
Hi, Curtis. I think that I might actually have that for you. A couple months ago, I needed it for another patron. I have a copy. It's in print. I have a Word document, and then I do have a .brf as well. So
give me the Word document. I'll take
that. Okay. Just shoot me your email in chat, and I'll send one over to you.
Okay, I will right now. Hang on.
Very good. All right, Curtis. It's happy you joined us today. See? Very good. Okay, we're going to about wrap it up. It's 3:55. Is there one last question or one last comment about this panel? Any hands raised, Stuart? I think there's a raise.
The number ending in 5559 still has a hand raised, but I don't know if they want to unmute.
That might be Linda again.
She just didn't get her hand raised down.
Okay.
I'm going to lower it then. Okay.
Yeah.
And Curtis has his hand raised, but I don't think he meant to.
Okay.
Well, Curtis doesn't need to raise his hand.
Well, then I'll wrap it up and send it over to you. Is that okay, Judy?
Sure.
Okay.
I have one announcement, which we forgot to make. Nobody reminded me during the lunch hour that we were going to talk about, now my mind just went blank. We wanted to talk about legislation. Oh, I know what it was, scooters. Talk about scooters. And somebody said, is the NFB working on national legislation for scooters? The answer to that is we are not. And the reason we are not is that most scooters are controlled on a county by county or maybe state by state, but mostly counties, I think, basis. So we discovered, I believe, in Minnesota, there's two or three companies that do this. And I think what you need to do is check with your local, with your NFB affiliate and see what they are doing to rectify the situation with scooters. But that's why it's not done at a national level.
All right. That's a good commercial. Very good. Okay, dial 1-800-SCOOTER and you'll get the answer. In any event, I want to thank Adam and Liz for really sharing a lot about New Jersey libraries, but libraries across the country, how grateful we are for Newsline, how grateful we are for Bard, how grateful we are for anything that we can read and get our hands on. We want to thank both of you for joining us today, sharing a lot of your time with us, volunteering this information to everybody and making everybody feel welcome. So thank you both very much. I'm going to pass it over to Judy.
Thank you.
Okay. I also want to thank my host. Thank you, my host. Thank you, my Zoom host.
Thank you. If someone can stop the recording, we will take a 2-second break and then we'll start it again. But let's stop this one. Does that mean we can't because Curtis is off?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
He knows what he's doing.
I think I just stopped it.
I didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear it say that, but you could have.
Hold on. Let me just check.
Did you ever start it?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Usually it says